state officials say they have a written agreement with cruise lines to drop a lawsuit challenging Alaska's passenger head tax. That's if lawmakers reduce the charge by nearly 60%. That and other details of the cruise tax issues came up during two legislative meetings yesterday. Coast Alaska's Ed Schoenfeld reports.
State Department of Law officials spoke at House and Senate Finance Committee hearings on the head tax bills. Assistant Attorney General Chris Pogue says the agreement is not finalized, but it's close.
They've had terms on our desk for quite some time. We've been carefully reviewing those. This morning at 6 o'clock, I sent them back to their lawyer. So I would say in good faith, we're making good progress. We should have the agreement executed, hopefully by the end of the week. Rest assured, we'll have that agreement executed before this bill, if it passes, were to end up on the governor's desk.
Attorney General Dan Sullivan says the state will defend the tax in court if lawmakers do not reduce the charge and the lawsuit proceeds. The tax cut bills before lawmakers would reduce the $46 per person passenger fee to $34.50. Provisions further reducing the tax for passengers stopping in Juneau and Ketchikan, which have their own fees, would take it down to $19.50. Tax supporter Chip Toma of Juneau suggested a compromise approach. It would reduce the fee to about $39 for all passengers, including those stopping in Juneau and Ketchikan.
Fair taxation is a good thing for all industries, whether it be oil and gas, whether it be mining, whether it be cruise ships. And this tax that we have right now, I think, is working. And we can have a lowering of that tax by perhaps 15%. But let's not do a double dip. Let's not do a cap and skim where we're taking off the money at the bottom, too.
The Parnell administration proposed the bills last month after meeting with cruise lines. Those lines pulled three ships out of state waters this year and two more next season. They blame the head tax and other parts of the voter-approved cruise ship initiative for driving them away. Curtis Thayer of the State Department of Commerce, Community and Economic Development says fewer ships mean fewer jobs.
We don't know for certain how many family-run small businesses that serve visitors will weather these declines. We do know the estimated job loss for the next 2 years is near 5,000 jobs, and the situation is unsustainable. These jobs feed our families and fuel our economy. There are jobs in multitude of Alaska small businesses owned and operated by Alaskans and their families.
Lawmakers questioned several provisions of the bills but took no action. More hearings are planned. Passenger fee supporters say the worldwide economic downturn caused the changes in cruise ship schedules, not the head tax. But both committees heard from numerous tour business owners and managers who said cutting the tax would increase their business. Sitka's Fred Reeder of Cruise Line Agencies of Alaska told lawmakers the industry cuts have hit his town.
In Sitka alone, we are looking at job losses, well over 100 people, and economic losses in the millions of dollars to local businesses. It will be so bad in Sitka this summer that I cannot even hire one of my own sons. I have no job for him.
Municipal officials also told lawmakers the passenger drop, estimated at 15% this year, will cost millions of dollars in local sales tax revenues. Head tax proceeds have totaled about $40 million a year, although they're expected to drop this season due to lower passenger numbers. Part of the revenue goes directly to port communities, with the rest distributed by the legislature. The funds have mostly been used for improvements to docks and nearby facilities. Cruise Ship Initiative author Joe Geldof of Juneau says the tax should remain substantial until those projects are complete.
You don't want to be in a situation where you've reduced, then skimmed, and you short yourself, this committee and the entire legislature, with funds to address very real needs in places like Wrangell, Homer, Kodiak, and our other port communities.
The Parnell administration's bills also call for income tax credits for cruise lines contributing to the state's tourism marketing campaign. That provision has substantial opposition in the legislature. The House and Senate committees have put that provision in separate bills. This is Ed Schoenfeld in Juneau.